I'm all baby.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Kate Johnson.
Hi.
And congratulations on your win.
Thank you very much.
Please tell us the name of your book.
It's Max 17.
Okay, so the RNA, the Romance Novelists Association, have a new genre and a new award that they gave out this year that you won. Is the paranormal and some other things going
speculative.
For it. Yeah, exactly. And speculative.
Yes.
Romance and fiction. Tell me about your character. She sounds phenomenal.
Max, yeah, I think I described her when I won the award, and words came out that I didn't know I was going to say. She's a mixed-race, bisexual, ex-prostitute, space pirate.
Obviously.
So that's, obviously, that's quite a description of her. I don't know where she came from. She's mad as a sack of cats. She's very gung-ho. She'll do anything. She'll say anything. She was huge fun to write because she has no brain-to-mouth filter, so she thinks something and it comes out. And then quite often she'll get into a fight about the thing that she's just said because she probably shouldn't have said it. So she's permanently in trouble. She spends her life in trouble. And by the time she actually sort of ricochets into the book, she's been in prison and in trialed and sort of being rescued from hard labour when we actually meet her. So that's the kind of trouble she gets into. So that's Max.
And from what I understand, you self-publish.
I've self-published this one, yeah. I've been with a few other publishers before, but then I wrote Max and thought, I don't even know what to do with this.
And they won't either.
No, I'm not sure anyone will know what to do with this. So it was actually Jan Jones, who was one of my competitors for the awards, who said, Kate, why don't you self-publish this book? And then you can enter it in the Ronas. And I went, yeah, but that's never going to go anywhere. And then it went somewhere, so yeah.
Congratulations. And so do you think you're... If the Romance Novel Association Awards, is that, do you think that's going to be a path to publishing with a mainstream publisher, or?
It would be nice. I don't know. I mean, I've chatted with a few people this evening who've expressed interest in it, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
And you, I understand, have been writing forever. Tell me about your writing journey.
Well, not forever, but I started out quite young. It's more or less the only thing I ever wanted to do, so...
You're still quite young.
I did lots of other things as well, but I sold my first book in 2005. So it's not quite 12 years now. So, yeah, it does feel like a long time, and it's, I've been around for a bit, so yeah.
And it sounds to me sort of more cyberpunk. She sounds like a girl we would know, and a girl we know. So she's not an alien being.
Oh, no, she's human.
Like
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I think that's a compliment.
It is. She sounds ballsy.
She's very ballsy. I think I'd be terrified of Max if I met her. She's insane. But she has the courage of her convictions, which I think is a very admirable thing, and it's one of the things the hero of the book really loves about her. So she's likable, but I think in real life, yeah, you might be terrified.
She doesn't sound like she'd make a great house guest, but
no.
not for a quiet time.
No.
Anyway, well, I hope to hear a lot more noise from you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Thank you.